This is Adam Hochberg in Richmond, Virginia. Supporters of Democrat Jim Webb were also feeling sleep-deprived this morning. It was well past midnight when Webb stood before his weary supporters, and even though his lead was small and tenuous, he confidently declared victory.
This is a great moment for all of us who believe in an inclusive society. And I will look forward to representing all of you to the best of my ability in the United States Senate.
By this afternoon, Webb's lead looked a little more certain. He had a 7,000-vote advantage out of more than 2 million ballots cast, with 99% of precincts reporting. Still, even as Webb announced plans to name his transition team, aides to incumbent Republican Senator George Allen said they consider the race far from over. Former National Republican Committee Chairman Ed Gillespie spoke to reporters on Allen's behalf and called Webb's victory celebration premature.
Only the Commonwealth of Virginia has the right to declare the winner of this race, and I think it's very important that we respect the voters of Virginia and count their votes and count them all, and that we respect the integrity of the electoral process, and we look forward to its completion.
Republicans are pinning their hopes on the so-called canvassing process, a week-long procedure now being undertaken by local election officials who are double-checking the vote totals for mathematical and clerical errors. And if Webb is still ahead after the canvass, Allen could keep fighting by demanding a statewide recount. All told, Virginia Board of Elections Secretary Gene Jensen says a winner might not be named until sometime around Christmas.
You know, we'd rather be accurate than fast. We're going to follow all the rules and do this the way it should be done. And we have excellent recount procedures.
Jensen's staff used those procedures just last year in an election for state attorney general that was even closer than this one. The totals in that recount were virtually identical to the original canvass. Out of about 2 million ballots cast, the recount found less than 40 discrepancies. That experience buoys the confidence of Democrats now. Campaign worker Hank Alden says Webb supporters feel certain the former Marine officer will be Virginia's new junior senator.
One of the mottos of this campaign is born fighting, and, you know, Webb's campaign workers are still fighting. We're not going to give it up. You know, we receive election rules from the State Board of Virginia, not from the Republican lawyers.
Despite the national significance of this race, Virginia leaders promised to avoid a post-election fiasco like the one in the Florida presidential race 6 years ago. They say the laws here are more clear and the voting equipment more modern. And they point out the election process in Virginia is supervised by an appointed bipartisan board, not a partisan elected official. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Richmond.